Hillsborough County Commissioners supported suggestions made by county attorneys today on toughening their laws on sexual predators. The issue came back before the board after an incident in Palm River earlier this year where protests revealed several sex offenders were living in a mobile home park. Jan McDonald is an attorney with the Hillsborough County Attorney's Office. She said that among those Palm River residents was 34-year-old Mitchell Westerhide, who pleaded guilty to lewd and lascivious assaults and other felonies involving whips, knives, and fish hooks back in 1994.
And he was committed civilly after a civil jury trial and found to be a sexually violent predator. He was involuntarily committed in a treatment program, and subsequently, after the treatment program, which was a period of years beginning in 2000, he was released. So it would be our suggestion to the commission to add the classification of individuals who are small in number. There are presently around 600 in commitment treatment and about 500 from 1999 to date have been released throughout the state. Small number, grave danger.
McDonald wanted sexual violent predators to be added to the ordinance and sexual offenders who have committed crimes against children. Ann McDonald said she wanted to ask for injunctive relief.
When we were looking around the country, we saw several ordinances that do have injunctive relief as an option. It would give the county another mechanism in addition to civil, criminal, and now would have injunctive relief to take action, to step in, and to go forward in this keeping the children of our community safe.
County Attorney Jan McDonald said she wants Hillsborough County to also add a new anti-clustering ordinance.
Anti-clustering restricts the number of sexual offenders, sexual predators that can live in a residential neighborhood.
2 years ago, County Commissioner Ken Hagan suggested that the county create child safety zones that would be off limits to people convicted of sex crimes against children. He asked the attorney today why the county did not include sexual offenders in the ordinance. Major Harold Winsett with the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office said he wasn't involved back then, but did say that officials now are aware where such offenders are living in the county.
As Ms. McDonald said, we are 97% compliant with registration and keeping good track of them now, and along with their probation officers. We do that in addition to what the probation officers are doing.